Unusually warm weather across the northern plains and dry bias conditions was certainly welcome yesterday. We'll see a little bit more of that today and tomorrow, but we do expect a change over the weekend with some snowfall, and next week will be much colder. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Again, a dry day today, coming up and tomorrow as well. We'll look for the temperatures to still be rather balmy warm out there. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures today to run primarily in the 20s and 30s across northern parts of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. Everybody else will be seeing 40s with some 50s in the southeast and east central parts of South Dakota into southern Minnesota. The high temperatures as we go into Friday will be quite a bit cooler in the north, single digits and teens in the northeast and north central parts of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. We'll see teens and 20s in southern parts of North Dakota and the rest of northern Minnesota tomorrow, and then areas farther to the south will cool to the 30s and some 40s. Now the temperatures will begin to rebound a little bit. On Saturday, we'll have increased cloud cover and a good chance for some snow to occur across the region, and that snow will be with us off and on into Monday. We'll look for the temperatures on Saturday to be 20s and 30s in North Dakota and northern Minnesota, and 40s in South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Now, there will be a few locations in the southeast and south central parts of South Dakota that will stay above 50 degrees in the afternoon Saturday. But the cooler air is on its way, and as we get into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it will progressively cool from northwest to southeast across the region. On Sunday, highs will be in the teens and 20s in the northwest half of our region. We'll look for 30s and 40s in the southeast. But as we get into Monday and Tuesday, highs will be single digits and teens in the north half of the area and teens and lower 20s in the south. It'll be east, central, and southern parts of South Dakota that are warmest that day, and the same for southern Minnesota. But we'll get cooler in those areas still as we get out towards Wednesday. The nighttime temperatures are going to come down too. Eventually, we'll be seeing negative teens and negative single digits across North Dakota and in northern parts of Minnesota. Everybody else will see positive and negative single digits, except down in the southernmost part of South Dakota, where there will be a few double-digit low temperatures. Now, that all occurs during the early part of next week. I do not expect it to be anywhere near that cold right away. In fact, the low temperatures tomorrow morning across the area expected to be single digits and teens in the north and teens and 20s in most other areas, and we'll see those single digits continuing on Saturday. Now, there is a chance for snow coming up, as I mentioned. The snowfall across the region will begin erratically, and we'll look for it to occur mostly starting on Saturday, continuing off and on Sunday and Monday. Eventually, the entire region will have a little bit of snow, but we look for only trace amounts right now for the central through east central parts of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Snow accumulations in most other areas will run from maybe 1 to 3 inches. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.